What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, there's a video out there that Dennis Sperling did a live stream on, and the Crimson Cure did a reaction to. We're going to be talking about a particular group of women. That's right, the Black Lesbian Stud. Now, when I saw Crimson Cure's video, initially, I thought it was just two dudes scrapping. However, no. So let's get to the beginning of the video. It looks like it's in a club or some sort of lounge. All of a sudden, I see someone trying to escort somebody else out. Then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they start scrapping. From what I observed, the smaller, what I initially thought was a dude, started to try to hit the big guy. Now, this dude was literally built like the rapper Bone Crusher. And if you know who he is not a small dude. No, that's a big motherfucker. And this little guy, which I thought was initially, is literally trying to square up. However, I come to find out, no, that was a stud lesbian. I find it very ironic when it comes to the stud lesbian, particularly the Black stud lesbian. They talk about toxic masculinity, yet they try to embody the worst characteristics of men for themselves, i.e. dreadhead, pants sagging, trying to be a tough guy. However, the big dude, just going to call him the crusher, started laying hands on him. I keep saying him because, like I said, when I initially saw the video, it looked just like two men who were fighting. That right there for you stud lesbians is something you should be ashamed of. When people initially think that you're men, but then once you start getting your ass whooped, you want to talk about, oh, I'm a woman. No, it doesn't work that way. But yeah, Crusher literally, and I mean literally, mopped the floor with her. Yeah, drug her by her legs across the floor. It was absolutely fucking hilarious. It was. I'm not gonna lie. Whenever I see a woman get the shit slapped out of her or knocked out, bucking up to a man, yeah, I laugh and I keep it moving. But when it comes to the studs, oh, I sit there. Why? Because I know it's going to be good. Why? Because once they decide they want to jump up in a man's face, you know, try to buck up, oh, it's on. And that man decides initially to not hold back because he thinks he's fighting another man. Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. That, my gentleman, is wonderful. And that's what happened in this case. Like I said, I'm going to keep repeating this because it needs to sink in to you butch lesbians, to you studs. If a man sees you and he cannot initially differentiate you from another man, guess what? He's not gonna hold back. You see, ladies, we men learn as boys. There is a line. And if you step over that line, at that point, you only got two choices. You better sack up or you better back up. Because at that point, fisticuffs will ensue. Things will get physical. We know that there's going to be a fight. You women, however, you're not brought up in that world. But when you decide that you want to be a butch lesbian or a stud, you still think you can take that quote unquote security of not having the thought or the possibility of violence come your way. You think you can still take that mindset and try to act like a man at the same time? It does not work. Now, there was a story of another lesbian that was in another country that Dennis Sperling covered. And apparently something happened with a pit bull. And I guess it was an Italian guy beat the brakes off of her. Why? Because initially he thought that she was a guy. She had a short haircut. She was wearing men style clothing. And the guy did not know. She looked like any random black dude. And yet she wanted to get on the media and cry about it. Oh, he beat me up like I was a guy. Well, you looked like a guy. And unfortunately, far too many black women, they look like men, unfortunately. They do. They could pass for a man, especially when they decide to cut their hair, when they decide to act belligerent. And we all know that the belligerent attitude of the American black woman has been something that the system has allowed them to have. Yes, I love to harp about that. Why? Because let's be perfectly honest about something. Now that the system is starting to cut the American black woman off, yeah, they're on their own. The overwhelming majority of American black women will be on their own. Hey, it's a bed that you made that you're going to lie in. So yeah, when it comes back to the black female stud, guess what? When you get your ass kicked, don't try to play like, oh, I'm a woman. No. You wanted to act like a man. Guess what? You got treated like a man. Take your lumps. Learn to be feminine. Learn to shut the hell up. Learn to de-escalate situations, which is something else that is a key fact in the American black community. We refuse to de-escalate situations. Why? Because we don't want to appear like we're punks. That thought process has put many a black person in jail or in the grave. We don't know when to say, you know what? This ain't worth it. Let's cool this down. No. I ain't no punk. I ain't no bitch. Okay. You get what you get. That goes double for the black studs. It really does. But I found it hilarious. Then once the person was thrown out of the club, apparently they were two security people for the club. That is very ironic. Yeah, if you delve deeper into what happened, there was actually two night securities going at each other. But apparently, the stud was running off at the mouth, and Crusher finally had enough. So yeah, you women honestly believe you can go toe-to-toe with men. Black women, by and large, have been allowed to foster that thought process. And unfortunately, the simp has been there to actually step in and help them. No. More and more men are now letting women get their asses kicked. They're not stepping in. Now, you have to look at the stud. What's going to happen to them? The exact same thing that happened to the stud in this video. Yeah, she stepped to a grown-ass man and that man decided to put her in her place. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. If you can, go either find Dennis Sperling's live stream or Crimson Cure's video on this. Watch the video. Let me know what you guys think. Have you personally seen any butch lesbians or studs get their ass kicked in real time? If so, leave it in the comment section below. And to all of you stud lesbians, you butch lesbians out there, who think that just because you got a short buzz cut, you might have some tattoos, you can sag your pants, or you got some dreads in your head trying to look like a fake tough guy, you need to understand this and understand this crystally clear. The power you did have as a feminine woman is gone. Feminism and the idea that men are still going to look at you as a woman when you're trying your best to outman a man, that thought process will go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate, the more manly you look, the more men will treat you like a man, especially when it comes to fisticuffs. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.